It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there this morning, Josh?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Well, we're better. Pretty good now today.
Yeah, I heard you had some excitement this weekend.
Yeah, right. Just an overnight stay in the hospital and that kind of thing. If you heard anything bad, it's, I'm okay. So, not to worry.
You're not changing your political beliefs or
anything? No, I'm pretty much the same as I was before, so... Look for better or worse.
Okay. Yeah. Some of those comments that you were talking about.
Yeah, well, got to keep life
interesting.
Jumping, Interesting. That's right.
Yep. So,
well, let's salute a veteran here today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Airman First Class Gerald Keith Abild. Gerald was born on December 2nd, 1930 in Clay County, South Dakota, and passed away on November 5th, 2008. He entered active duty in the United States Air Force on December 29th, 1951 in Fargo. Was honorably discharged just shy of 4 years later on December 15th, 1955 at Youngstown Municipal Airport in Ohio. He was a radio operator with the 662nd Aircraft Control and Warning Squadron out of Brookfield, Ohio. Said he spent 1 year and 14 days of overseas service. And some medals and ribbons that he earned were the National Defense Service Medal and the Good Conduct Medal. So we thank you, Gerald, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. That's off to the veterans.
Absolutely.
Hope they all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Holidays.
Happy Boxing Day for
the Canadians out there. And
enjoy whatever you're celebrating out
that's
there.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, today we're going to talk about the VA launching a single access point to all VA contact centers. That sounds kind of handy.
You know, and this article came out on the Department of Veterans Affairs website on December 16th. But to kind of play off the title here, VA launches single access point to all VA contact centers. Call your county veteran service officer. That's a single access point to all VA contact centers. Anyways, Department of Veterans Affairs announced today the formal launch of 1-800-MY-VA-411, which is 1-800-698-2411. Single access point to all VA contact centers. It's available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to serve veterans, their families, caregivers, and survivors. Responding to veteran feedback on the challenges of knowing the right number for VA assistance, 1-800-MY-VA-411 serves all members of the veteran community seeking information or help. Veterans and their families can still reach the Veterans Crisis Line directly, 1-800-273-TALK. I'm pressing 1. Or you can text message to 838-255. The White House VA hotline is also still available at 1-855-948-2311 for veterans and their families to share compliments and concerns. According to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, 1-800-MY-VA-411 is always the right number to reach VA and is a great example of the department's customer service strategy in action. It provides easy access to specialized contact centers as well as an option to immediately talk to a live agent. When dialing that number, callers have the option of pressing 0 to be immediately connected with a customer service agent to answer questions or provide a warm handoff to the appropriate VA expert. My half-empty glass is saying that I haven't tried calling this number. I don't know what the wait times are going to be, even if you do press 0. But historically... VA gives out a 1-800 number for people to call, and they're on hold for a while. I don't know personally how this is going to work as of yet. But during the pilot phase from October 1, 2019 to September 31st of this year, September 30th of this year, there's a typo there. 1-800-MY-VA-411 connected more than 1.3 million callers with VA contact centers and experts. It provides information on COVID-19 updates, healthcare eligibility and enrollment, VA benefits such as disability compensation and pension, education programs, caregiver support, insurance, home loans, and burial headstones and markers, among others. The nearest VA medical centers, benefits offices, or cemeteries to veterans, VA Medical Center operational updates in connection to VA Medical Center operators, directory assistance and technical support for www.va.gov, and debt or payment options. And again, I would say that my office or any county veteran service office can be the initial point of contact for local veterans or family members with regards to any of the above-mentioned topics and more.
Because you can steer them in the right direction.
That's right. And some VA call centers have specific veteran service officer lines for immediate assistance. I like to call it bat phone.
Does it red and have a beam that comes out of it or anything like
no.
that?
No. Oh, but, you know, I that's just my term
all
for
right.
it. I'm, you know, Batman is probably my favorite superhero, so.
He's good, yep.
A little, but, you know, sometimes we have a bat phone line to some of these VA contact centers, and we can get through and get immediate answers as well. You can contact our office, and the Veterans Linkage Line is kind of Minnesota's version of this 800-MY-VA-411.
And what would that number be?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse, east door there.
Yeah, it's still garden level. Not quite as green, but...
Yep. County offices will be closed this week, Thursday and Friday, in observance of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But otherwise, we have normal operating hours this week, Monday through Wednesday, 8:30 to 4:30. And you can reach my office by calling 598-3445.
Okay. That's your main contact for all of your veteran service needs.
Yes.
All right. I was listening. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Josh. Appreciate that.
And sounds good. And
you have yourself a very Merry Christmas.
And, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Boxing Day for those Canadians out there.
All right. And 28th is the next program that we're going to be on the air. So
I'll be
one more this year before we roll it into 2021, which for a lot of us can't come soon enough, right?
I saw a commercial for CNN's New Year's Eve celebration, and I think it was Andy Cohen was blowing up the zero in 2020 yeah. and replacing it with a one.
Yeah, good. I think a lot of people are going to do that.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be a better year. This is kind of a weird one. There are a lot of good things in 2020.
It's been a very interesting year.
It's different, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go back to something a little more normal.
Normal would be good, yeah. But you know, what's normal going to look like?
That's true.
In the future. So.
Well, just roll with it and have a happy holiday season.
Like that good Steve Winwood song, Roll With It.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you, Josh. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lackbarrel Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackbarrel County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.